He's uploading the virus.
Eagle One, the package is being delivered.
Hello out there in cyberspace. I'm Matthew Galt, and this is Cyber. We've got a special presentation on the show for you today, an interview with Yuliana Shemetovitz, the spokesperson for a group of ethical hackers going to war with Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko. They're called the Cyber Partisans, and they're responsible for hacks against the Lukashenko regime. Lukashenko is a diehard Putin ally who has been in charge of Belarus since 1994. In that time, the country has become more unstable. Protesters have been disappeared from the streets, and Belarus has allowed Russian troops to move through the country to strike at Ukraine. The cyber partisans have worked behind the scenes to disrupt Lukashenko's regime. They've hacked the Belarusian railway system, which, by the way, still runs on Windows XP, and obtained phone calls between government officials. You'll hear a little untranslated Belarusian in this episode, and I only want to highlight one bit that I think is really important. When Shemetovitz is talking about acquiring phone calls, we'll play the raw audio of Belarusian government officials talking. What you're hearing is when she talks about the person honking the horn and getting arrested is you're hearing officials brag about beating up this woman. Quote, I opened the car door and pulled this woman by the hair. I kicked her and I told the riot police to dot, dot, dot. And that bitch started screaming, end quote. The translated audio has quite a few more expletives in it. Now, this is an on-camera interview that first aired on Vice News as an episode of Super Users. It was produced by Louise McLaughlin and Cal Bateman.
We begin with breaking news, of course, as war unfolds in Ukraine.
Pregnant women were among those who were helped out of the building. Ukraine called it a war crime.
Putin and Lukashenko are dictators, are killers, as we've seen right now. They don't support democracies. They don't provide any political freedom in countries. They threaten not only Belarus or Ukraine, they threaten the whole world.
То ответ России будет незамедлительным и приведет вас к таким последствиям, с которыми вы в своей истории еще никогда не столкнулись.
The Belarusian regime is now an ally of the Russian regime.
Belarus and Russia are forced to look for adequate ways of reflection.
But we didn't choose Lukashenko.
Lukashenko, who's ruled this country with an iron fist.
And the majority of people do not support this ally between Russia and Belarus.
Online vigilantes are joining the fight against Russia.
Cyber partisans are a highly organized hacktivist group that is trying to overthrow the illegitimate dictatorship regime in Belarus. They're also attacking now military troops that try to be brought to the border of Ukraine. Information is power. Without independent Ukraine, there is no chance for Belarus. My name is Yuliana, and I'm the spokesperson for Cyber Partisans. Cyber Partisans been called one of the most successful hacktivist groups ever existing. There are around 30 members. Since the war began in Ukraine, 5 more people joined. So none of them are professional hackers, but they learned everything on the go, from tutorials, videos, also just by doing hacks. One of our recent targets was Belarusian railway system.
A group calling themselves the Belarusian Cyber Partisans has hacked into Belarus's national railway network in an attempt to disrupt the buildup of these Russian vehicles and troops in their country.
The goal was to affect the Russian military troops coming to Belarus and then going through Belarus to the northern border with Ukraine, and also trying to help remove Russian military troops that now occupy Belarus and pulling Belarus into war with Ukraine.
In a massive show of force not seen since the Cold War, 30,000 Russian troops now stationed in Belarus.
The fear of troops in Belarus coming down toward Kyiv in a pincer move, it's surrounding Kyiv. U.S. officials I talked to are very worried about that.
A lot of people actually ask me, why is it efficient? Why would it affect Russian military troops?
Russia's military is able to rely heavily on the rail network. It was trains that moved the troops, tanks, and trucks to and from Yena, into Kursk, and across the Bryansk and Smolensk oblasts.
Tanks cannot be transported by planes. Heavy artillery cannot be transported by planes, so they do need to use these trains. Cyber partisans attack the internal network of the railway systems, as well as equipment, software, and any databases that are associated with the railway systems. They run many softwares on Windows XP, which is like a really old program and it can be easily attacked. So that was another reason for them to show how Lukashenko's regime disregards the security of the key infrastructure in Belarus.
The operation to disrupt the railway seems to have worked, or at least to some extent. The railway company was forced to issue a press release stating that, for technical reasons, some services like electronic travel documents have been disrupted.
Many trains were delayed. 90% of internal networks. We hope that this time of slowing down the movement of Russian forces will help Ukrainians to regroup, to resist the attack from the Belarusian border, and we're trying to buy some time, in a sense. Another important aspect of our work is exposing human rights abuses.
Massive peaceful protests have gripped Belarus, calling for an end to what's known as Europe's last dictatorship.
When the protests started in 2020 after the presidential elections in Belarus, where Lukashenko did not win the elections, people went to protest, not only in the capital of Belarus, Minsk, but in smaller towns and villages all over the whole Belarus. But they were brutally suppressed.
The people who demonstrated in the early days were detained by the thousands, and some disappeared or were found dead.
Cyber partisans hacked the Minister of Interior Affairs. They also got access to the wiretapped conversations between high-level top officials and politicians, including the police officers that commit crimes, and confirmed that they did some attacks on peaceful protesters. It shows how policemen were discussing how they beat up a woman for just honking during protests.
Открывай дверь нахуй, за волосы вытянул с машины, блядь. Это самое нахуй дал, блядь, с ОМОНовцем. Он как начал орать там, блядь.
They're also discussing how inhuman conditions they need to create for these protesters, peaceful protesters in prison.
Какие условия содержания?
В одиночной камере, значит, самые херовые матрасы, нирваны там, блядь, шивые.
They also got access to the recordings of people singing in prisons, which was actually very inspiring for many Belarusian people, listening to how people are still trying to resist even though they're locked in prison. And one of the reasons it was so easy to hack these systems is because Lukashenko prefers loyalism over professionalism. They didn't secure the systems, so as much as people admire the work of cyber partisans, we should also state that it was not that hard to hack because Lukashenko's regime disregarded simple cybersecurity practices. Cyber partisans, including myself, and I are working with many investigative organizations that we help by providing information on all these human rights abuses, trying to build a case that will be in the future used against the regime. And I think that's how we can see many people in other regions can fight the dictatorship regimes by using IT technologies, by using their brains, by using creativity in targeting the regime's people. So that's what cyber partisans kind of doing right now. Yes, it's dangerous, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The that is all for this week's Cyber. Thank you so much for tuning in. Cyber is available wherever fine pods are casted. Please drop us a line, leave us a comment on iTunes. It does help other people find the show. We're also streaming episodes live on Twitch as we record them now at twitch.tv/motherboardtv. Subscribe there to be notified when we go live. Next week, early on, I believe on Monday, we're going to be talking about that huge Axie hack. You are not going to want to miss it. There's some other stuff going on over at Axie that was already part of an article we were working on before the north of $600 million was drained from their accounts. So we'll get into that and everything else about play-to-earn video games in the NFT space on Monday. And I will see you then. Stay safe until...
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.